Bill Lang is Executive Director, Small Business Australia. You don't have an economy without small business. It's as simple as that. Bill, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day, Tony.
Bill, give us a scale of the impact for your members.
Look, I think we've got a couple of million small businesses across Australia, Tony, and it's about 5 million Australians that work in them and depend upon them being able to operate, to communicate with customers, collect cash. And of course, these days, without a reliable internet service and a reliable telephone service and reliable payment systems, you can't communicate with customers, you can't collect cash from them. And so therefore, many, many businesses that have been relying upon Optus are in a lot of trouble today.
Do you regard Optus as the worst of the ISPs, or at the end of the day, do they all roughly come out equal?
Look, it's not something that I've got any empirical data on with respect to them, but we must remember that the NBN itself is a federal government-owned, monopoly utility.
Yep.
And that all of the retail ISPs are connecting up from the NBN perspective on that government-owned monopoly. So that's on that side. The mobile phone networks, of course, are very different. Some are 5G, some are 4G. In many cases, they get shared. But I couldn't make a comment either way, Tony. But one important thing that every business owner is now learning is you've got to have a plan B with respect to, your office connection, your home connection, your mobile connection, and your ability to take payments. And so you've got to have there's no good trying to get plan B organized when plan A is the only thing you have and it's out.
Do you foresee something like a class action lawsuit on behalf of your members, or can you imagine, let's say, if you don't instigate that, do you think small businesses acting of their own accord will?
Look, it's not the sort of thing that Small Business Australia gets involved with, but I've already had two messages come through from class action law firms this morning wanting to have a call and have a conversation. So, those guys work on success fees. If they can, they can see a dollar. They'll be chasing the ambulance, Tony.
I think we all know that. We've all seen Better Call Saul. We know how they operate. What would you advise then your members to do? Is it just to take the rest of the day off or develop some sort of workaround?
Well, look, we've already heard from business owners that have gone out and got themselves a prepaid SIM card that's on another network. So at least they've been able to get some connectivity via mobile phones. Some are already rocking up at places like Officeworks and getting a modem that will automatically switch to, 5G mobile phone, if the NBN goes down. But look, a lot of people will be reflecting on the impact of this. But in an internet world, Tony, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is 100% always going to be up. So you really got to be a bit more proactive and have a fire break in place. And that fire break is, having your plan B already organized. A prepaid SIM card you can use, another NBN provider, and certainly these days, point of sale on your mobile phone. They call it soft POS. So if your major payment platform goes down, you can automatically get your customers, paying via a soft POS on your mobile phone in your shop.
There's a word I did not expect to add to my vocabulary today, soft POS. And we'd only get it from Bill Lang, Executive Director, Small Business Australia. Go well, Bill. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tony. Great to hear you during the daylight hours, mate.
Good man. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.